May 4th through 10th. Mosiah chapters 11 through 17. A light that can never be darkened. Abinadi's words caused a mighty change in at least one member of King Noah's court. See Mosiah chapter 17 verses 2 through 4. Read Mosiah chapters 11 through 17 with a prayer in your heart that you will receive impressions about how you can change. Large fires can start from a single spark. Abinadi was only one man testifying against a powerful king and his court. His words were rejected for the most part, and he was sentenced to death. Yet his testimony of Jesus Christ, who is the light that can never be darkened, see Mosiah 16:9, sparked something inside the young priest Alma. And that spark of conversion slowly grew as Alma brought many others to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. The flames that killed Abinadi eventually died out, but the fire of faith that his words created would have a lasting influence on the Nephites and on those who read his words today. Most of us will never face quite what Abinadi did because of our testimonies, but we all have moments when following Jesus Christ is a test of our courage and faith. Perhaps studying Abinadi's testimony will fan the flames of testimony and courage in your heart as well. Ideas for personal scripture study. Mosiah chapters 11 through 13 and chapter 17. I can stand for truth even when I stand alone. Imagine how discouraging it must have been for Abinadi to cry repentance to a people who did not seem at all interested in changing their wicked ways. His message was rejected again and again. Yet Abinadi never gave up. When have you felt like you were standing alone in defense of the truth? As you read Mosiah chapters 11 through 13 and chapter 17, what do you learn that can help you be ready when the Lord needs you to stand up for his gospel? What other principles do you learn from Abinadi's example? Mosiah chapter 12 verses 19 through 30. I need to apply my heart to understanding God's word. King Noah's priests were familiar with the word of God. They could quote passages of scripture and claimed to teach the commandments. But those commandments were not written in their hearts, and they had not applied their hearts to understanding them. See Mosiah chapter 13 verse 11, chapter 12 verse 27. As a result, their lives remained unchanged. As you read Mosiah chapter 12 verses 19 through 30, ponder what it means to apply your heart to understanding God's word. Does this inspire you to make any changes in the way you approach learning the gospel? Mosiah chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. The Lord will sustain his servants in his work. On the one hand, Abinadi's experience gives multiple examples of how the Lord supports his servants. You can find several such examples in Mosiah chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. On the other hand, the Lord also allowed Abinadi to be persecuted, imprisoned, and martyred for his testimony. What do you find in these verses that reveals that Abinadi trusted the Lord? How does Abinadi's example affect the way you view your callings and responsibilities? Mosiah chapters 14 through 15. Jesus Christ suffered for me. King Noah and his priests believed that salvation came through the law of Moses. Abinadi wanted them to know that salvation comes through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. In Mosiah chapters 14 through 15, notice words and phrases that describe the Savior and what he suffered for you. What verses help deepen your love and gratitude toward him? Mosiah chapter 15 verses 1 through 12. How is Jesus Christ both the Father and the Son? These passages are sometimes confusing, because it can seem that Abinadi is teaching that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are the same being. Yet we know that they are separate beings. What did Abinadi mean? He taught that God the Son, Jehovah, would be the Redeemer. See Mosiah chapter 15 verse 1, dwelling in the flesh, becoming part man and part God. See verses 2 through 3. He completely subjected himself to the will of God the Father. See verses 5 through 9. Because of this, Jesus Christ is both the Son of God and the perfect earthly representation of God the Father. See John chapter 14, verses 6 through 10. Abinadi continued by explaining that Jesus Christ is also the Father in the sense that when we accept his redemption, we become his seed. See Mosiah chapter 15, verses 11 through 12. In other words, we become spiritually reborn through him. See Mosiah chapter 5, verse 7. See also John chapter 5, verses 25 through 27, chapter 8, verses 28 through 29, chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. The Father and the Son, Ensign, April 2002. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Mosiah chapters 11 through 13 and chapter 17. Abinadi and Alma are inspiring examples of staying loyal to the truth, even when doing so is unpopular. Members of your family may be facing social pressure to compromise their standards. What can they learn from Abinadi and Alma about standing for truth? The artwork accompanying this outline could help your family visualize the account. After studying these chapters, consider role-playing real-life scenarios so that your family members can practice responding to pressure to compromise their standards. Or you could share with each other experiences you've had standing for truth. Mosiah chapter 12, verses 33 through 37. Chapter 13, verses 11 through 24. What does it mean to have God's commandments written in our hearts? See Mosiah chapter 13, verse 11. Maybe you could write some ideas or draw pictures of your ideas on a large heart-shaped paper. Why are the commandments precious to us? How can we write them in our hearts? Mosiah chapter 14. In this chapter, you will find several words and phrases that describe Jesus Christ. Maybe your family could list them as you find them. How do family members feel about the Savior as we study these words and phrases? Mosiah chapter 15, verses 26 through 27. Chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. These verses describe what would happen to God's children if Jesus had not come into the world. See Mosiah chapter 16, verse 6. Or if they did not follow him. What are the good things that have happened because he came and atoned for us? See also the video Why We Need a Savior at churchofjesuschrist.org. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Improving our teaching. Use stories and examples to teach gospel principles. The Savior often taught gospel principles using stories and parables. Think of examples and stories from your own life that can make a gospel principle come alive for your family. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 22.